Gary Harley, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. A little bit cloudy here. A storm is expected late in the day in the Hunter Valley, and we need it desperately, of course. But lovely day at the moment. It's about 28 degrees, but no sun at the moment. But a few clouds around, but no sign of rain at this stage, but maybe late in the day. Sandy Hollow Cup Day. Now, they have a string of cups at Muswellbrook, you know, over the period of a year, and this is one of them. Sandy Hollow's outside of Muswellbrook. It's only a little village where Nathan Tinkler had a big property there, thoroughbred property, and I'm not sure whether Jerry Harvey or somebody else has got that property now. Anyway, mate, let's find a winner.
The first event is for Dimmick's Quality Meats and a 900-metre maiden due at 1:40. There's just the one scratching race, one number 13, Zioli's Ying has come out. And with this market, Gary, for Mr. Polar is at $4.60. One Son of Ella, Nine Little Wonder and 12 Ander Luna are all at $5. Eight Havelka is $6.50 and Three Swordsmen at $7.50. One for Gerard Mosse. Mr. Polar's the favourite though, Gaz, at $4.60.
What price is number two?
Spanish Missile, $12 for the win, $3.60 the place.
I'm tipping it each way. Spanish Missile comes off a terrific trial win at Gosford. It and Swordsman went all the way, went together all the way in the trial. They set a very fast tempo, and I thought he trialled better than Swordsman. He just beat Swordsman in the run of the post, but I thought he went better, and Swordsman's, you know, a lot shorter price today. This horse was in at a meeting here recently, was an emergency and never got a run. He'll jump and run for Belinda Hodder, and I think he's got a terrific each way chance at $12. Number three, Swordsman, second pick. Raced a bit green here the other day when it got beat a length and a quarter by Bensay. It shifted out abruptly at the 200. Digger goes on it today, Digger McCollin from Barrier 1. It'll be very hard to beat. Number nine, Little Wonder, first up, couple of seconds, last prep. And number eight, Havelka, who is now with Stephen Jones, was with the Joseph Jones team down south, then went to Jimmy Luises up there at Taree, but is now with Jones. You know, run fourth the other day at Scone behind Snipper Excel was okay. 2, 3, 9, and 8.
So 2, 3, 9, 8 there in race one. Race two, Gary, is for the Sepedo Superfolds at Widden, and it's over 1,500 metres. This one's a maiden. Scratchings are two Young Cranach, four Gwen Leon, seven Aeta, 11 Loves a Hit, 13 Shimmery Light, and 15 Who Called the Cops. The market here has got one Bandahara, $1.25, three Rainbow Man, $6, five All Rain, at $9, and write your own ticket the rest, but $1.25 for Bandahara.
Got 100 yards on these. It is that much better than these. It's not funny, Bandahara. It's a very moderate race. You take Bandahara out, and at those short odds, $1.20 on it should just win easily. It runs second at Scone, went very heavily back, beaten by the stablemate back at the end of September. Selfie Dreaming beat at 0.3 of a length. It was something like $15 into $6.50 that day. Then went to Taree, got back third last, ran on really strong the last 200, and only just missed there over the 1,400. 1,500 is what it wants on a bigger track here. Aaron Bullock up for riding a couple of good placings in town yesterday, Lee Romaine and Oakville Twilight. He's back home, and it should just win. For the record, one on top to beat 3, 5, and
get on your gas. That's race number two. Let's have a look at the third for the Scone Equine Hospital and a 1,500-metre class. Three scratchings, a one Archie Barber and eight Tormund. And odds on again, an odds on favourite here. Six Bright Rubik is $1.85. Two Charlie's Law, $4. Four Miser Brinker, $4.80. Seven Miss Eperetto at $6. But $1.85 for Bright Rubik.
It's a good thing. Absolutely flying. It went up $2.60, which was lovely odds. So it's been well backed. Won its last two at Muswellbrook. Just runs away from them late in a maiden, then a class one. Very strong filly by Rubik. Johnny Ramsey's got her. He trains her for his dad, Dewey, from the stud at Taronga. He was with Bjorn Baker in Sydney and ran some creditable races. He ran third to Mirror Vision on Newcastle Cup Day. Two lengths of Mirror Vision went straight to town and won after that. I think she's a good thing, Bright Ruby. Number two, Charlie's Thor, the only danger. Chris Lees has got it. He improved the other day to run second at Scone to Normality. I think it'll run well. Number seven, Mr. Barreto. He ran second at Scone the other day. He's a definite place hope. And number four, My Zabrinka. It went good for Peter Bloomfield when it won last start at Muswellbrook. 6.274.
6.274 there in the third. We'll move across to race four, the Happy Tooth, Muswellbrook Fillies and Mares, benchmark 58 over to 1280. Scratching here is number one, Smart Move. And with this market, Gaz for Perfect Peace is 280. Three, Divisa Dero at 310. Two, The Deal is Done, $6. And five, Armina rounds up the top four at $6.50. But Perfect Peace heads this market at 280.
I think she'll win despite the wide alley. She got very good speed. She led last start. She's only had the two runs. She led at Muswellbrook last start and Bright Rubik run it down. So, as I said, Bright Rubik's pretty smart. She won at Tamworth on the Boo and unwanted in the betting. $18, 30th of September. Give her a ride to the day. She'll go, well, I'd imagine she'll go forward, but I'm not certain of that. But she did lead last start and she's been 350 to 280. Even though Smart Move has come out of the race, I think it'll win. Number three, Divisa Dero, up for Paul Ferry, second pick. It ran placed at Port Macquarie its last two. Winner at Tuncurry, three starts back. Set outside the leader the other day at Port. Number two, The Deal is Done. It'll be very strong late. It is a done deal, this mare, and they can find the line. And number five, Amina for David Atkins and Louise Day, the other one. 4, 3, 2, and 5.
So 4, 3, 2, 5 in race four. Race five is for the Hunterbell Dairy Company. This one's for the males, a benchmark 58 over to 1280. Scratchings, two Yulong Shenhui, five Hubble, and nine Sir Clooney. And let's just run through the market here. Gaz, what do we got? 8 Patagonian Favourite, 310. 6 Mr. Z, 420. 3 Moshway, $5. 4 Dubai Harbour at $5.50, and another one that's in the market there is 10 Papa John, which is at $4.80. So pretty tight between the top few in the market. Patagonian at the head of them at 3.10.
Yeah, they've both got good chances. I'm with Mr. D, number 6. Chris Lee's colt by Zoffany, drawn wide here, but he's going really good. Very impressive winning at Tamworth. Two starts back when Gibbo had to ride it upside down because it was caught wide. And then it went to Tamworth the other day and over-raced a bit. Looked the winner at the 200 and the patchy lad run it down late. Run third at Muswellbrook beyond the stablemate Bombus, who won again soon after that. Three runs back. Very honest. Just got to overcome the barrier. Mr. Z on top. Patagorian or Patagonian is going well. Short price when it won easy at Port Macquarie last start. Run second to the $2.5 million colt Melick at Scone. Two starts back, only beaten a length. Going to be very hard to beat for the barrier. Bullet to ride. Papa John, one well out Narromine Way. Greg Ryan riding for Rod Northam here. You've got to respect the combination. And number four, Dubai Harbour. One well for Peter Clare. Last start. And was it either here or Scone? Dubai Harbour, trying to find it
here.
So it was at Scone. So the number 6, 8, 10 and 4.
So 6, 8, 10 and 4 there. Race 6, thetab.com.au, Sandy Hollow Cup over 1500. Scratchings are 3, Most Exalted and 6, King Hewitt. 4, Let's Rebel, 250. 5, Salsa Man, 330. 9, Calabasas, $5. 8, Kalnura, 9.
Yeah, this is a cup. I'm very keen on Let's Rebel. Jenny Graham trains it. Poor old Jen. He'll be getting sick of running second. Victorum run second in the Kosciuszko. He bought two horses to test off for the Test Stock Cup and the Jungle Juice last Monday. I think they both run second. I Want to Be a Jeep was one of them. And this horse here, Let's Rebel, run second up from the spill recently at Port Macquarie behind Mr. Adobel. And I think Mr. Adobel would win this run. I think I beat half a length up there. Maybe should have nearly won. Three wide, no cover all the way to the turn. And levelled up at the 200 and got beat half a length. Aaron Bullock rides from a good barrier. I think it'll win. It's won four of its last eight or nine. And first up here, I said it was second up. It's actually third up. First up, the young boy got tipped off. Got tipped off at that day at, where was it? At Taree, young Jacob Golden. I think the saddle slipped and then it ran down the track and then it ran second the other day. I think it'll beat him. Salsa Man's a danger for Paul Perry. Building up to a win, Salsa Man. It ran third last start. And that was at Wyong behind Jazzland. Got beat about 2.5. Got back near last. Had to steady it at the 700. And got held up near the turn. Should have finished a lot closer. I think it's a big danger. Number 9, Calabasas. Had a long break. It's had 4 runs back. Getting better each run. Definite chance. And number 8, Caldura. It could lead these. If it settles, it can get up on the bit. If it settles, okay, it could run it. Top 3 or 4. 4, 5, 9, and 8.
4, 5, 9, 8. And race 7, the last of class 1 over 1,000. Scratchings here are 1, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 2, Citroel is the $2.50 favourite over 5, Powertrain. 3.60. Who are you going in the last?
Powertrain. Trial brilliantly at Musselbrook the other day. Won the trial by 3.5. I remember it winning on debut at Scone back at the end of January. Paul Massara's got it. You know, rides the... It'll be very hard to beat on the trial, but I can see why Citroel is favourite. There was only 5 runners in the race at Newcastle the other day, but it bolted it on Everest Day, the 19th of October. Going to be hard to beat here. Number 12, Hasty Heart. A good form, 1-2 starts back and then run third. Last start, R. Thompson rides. It'll come in to barrier 8. The third was at Taree, and it won its go before that. And number 4, Peloso Last. Best of the others. 5, 2, 12, and 4 time. And I've got to make Perfect Peace the best bet. Race 4, number 4.
Thanks very much, Gary. Have a great day.
Thanks, Simon. Good luck, partner.